Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video from Fantasy Football Scouts. This is the Q&A with Sam and I, so get your questions in the chat and I will grab some at random. Super chats are open as well. We'll make sure we answer those if you wanted to do that too. There's a little bit to discuss, isn't there, Sam, this
Nothing's week? Nothing's happened this week, Kaz. Nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a nice quiet one. We should be done in about 5-10 minutes. Yeah, no injuries, no COVID updates.
Might as well not even bother, really.
Yeah, just easy. I think everyone's probably been pretty good.
Roll your transfers, everyone.
We're in our Christmas jumpers.
Yeah, Christmas jumper day.
Sam informed me that it was Christmas jumper day. I wasn't in my jumper, but I'm...
Told you off, didn't I?
You did. You gave me that stern, motherly look, which made me run off and put mine on. But yeah, not football, just a reindeer on mine. But yeah, you've gone for the Spurs. Well, before we get into the Q&A, let's just talk about So Rare quickly. So Rare Academy is Fantasy Football Scout's sort of free version of So Rare. So Rare is the way that you can build your collection of players, and you can get unique cards or cards that only a few people own on the blockchain, and you can enter those into tournaments and win more cards, and you can buy, sell, trade, all that kind of stuff. So bear in mind, you know, if you want to do this properly, you've got to put real money in. So obviously make sure you've got the means to do that. But the So Rare Academy is a way to try it out for free. And all the cards that are available on there, you can build your five-a-side team, enter it into the Ignition tournament each week, and you can win real cards for your collection if you do well. So links in the description. Definitely give that a go, you know, this week if you're interested. Right, Sam, let's talk. Well, let's first talk about your another Green Arrow, up to 140K. You're flying.
Miracles happen sometimes, Al.
Christmas miracle?
Christmas miracle. Come the new year, it'll go rubbish again. But that's that 3 in a row? Mm. 4 in a row?
I know. It's nice. What you need to not do is then get a big red arrow that puts you back down to where you were. And then...
Do you know what I need, Az? I need a whole team that's going to play.
Yeah.
I haven't got one of them this week.
No. Who have you got? You've obviously got Spurs players. You've got Kane. You had Kane like me. Did you have Regulon?
No, I've got Kane and I've got Skip. I've got Sanchez and I've got Steele, so no goalkeeper.
Oh, dear.
I've got Smith Rowe. I've got disappeared from training Jota.
Yep.
And I've also got ineligible to play against his parent club, Brandon Williams.
Oh, nice. You've got,
I mean, it's brilliant.
And one transfer?
Two. Okay. One's done. I've done Kane to Ronaldo. That was easy.
Yep.
The question is, I'm waiting on Neil, you see, and I've given him a fair warning.
We're all waiting on Neil. I tell
that
you.
He needs to be very clear and find out exactly what's happening with all of these players, please. Smith Rowe on a late fitness test, I believe. So that's not that helpful way to start the day, is it?
Well, that's very annoying for me. I'm in an okay position. I'm not going to lie. I've got, if Smith Rowe doesn't play, I've got Rafinha on my bench. I've got Livramento that can come in. I've already got rid of Kane. I had Kane and Tony, got rid of them. I'm kind of otherwise not too bad. But yeah, I mean, already we're getting comments in the chat. Who did I see? Someone said, anyone complaining about benching headaches should be banned.
surely no one's got any benching headaches this week. Surely not.
No.
Surely actually just having a bench is... That's great. You got benched this week. You're laughing.
That's Matt Henley. That's Matt Henley in the chat who says that. Yeah, surely we're not going to see any. I mean, we hate the benching questions anyway. So hopefully we won't have to deal with too many of those.
Any of them.
Right, let's grab some comments as we go. Joe Jenkins first in the chat. Good morning, he says. Good morning, Joe. My question is, very nice first. Not always first. A nice little good morning. Yeah. It's nice. My question is it too risky to keep a Spurs player or defender on my bench? There will be some double game weeks at some point. Yeah, double, triple, quadruple, 10 game weeks, probably. But with COVID and injuries, it seems risky to have a dead player on the bench. Yeah, so, I mean, people have bought in players like Regulon, Ben Davies, off the back of good performances, good defensive numbers for Spurs. Would you keep them?
Yeah, I don't hate keeping the defensives, actually. I think if you've got a bench that can cover it, then I don't hate keeping the likes of Davis and Dyer in particular, because they're so much cheaper. So actually keeping them means that longer term, you're going to end up with double game weeks out of them. And if you can, if you've got Livramento as well, and therefore you can be okay with them not playing, then I think that's fine. I think the question is, how many games get called? Mm. So obviously the Brighton game's gone. There's a chance, I suppose, that the Leicester game on Thursday might go as well, depending upon how long the training facilities for the first team stay closed. And depending, we haven't had an update from Spurs at all since Conte's press conference. So there has been some rumour that there have been some other positive tests since, but there's been nothing solid, like nothing that's come from any...
Well, what we do know is the training ground's closed.
That's all we do know for definite, yeah, is that the Public Health England have told them to close the training ground, but we don't know for how long. So I guess it's just going to be a waiting game to see. And my thinking probably is that we won't know anything until Monday at the earliest, because we'll get this game week, we'll be finished before anything kind of gets looked at for the next one. So I think if you've got Dyer, if you've got Ben Davis, I'd keep
Sam,
them.
No one's got Dyer. Why do you keep mentioning
people
Dyer?
Do they? He went up. He went up in price this week. But honestly, he's gone up in price this week. It's mental. If you've got Reguilón, it's a bit harder because he's that bit more expensive. So he's probably, I don't know, he's probably a harder hold because do you have, if you've got him as your fourth, have you got anyone else to cover? I guess is the question.
The problem is there's not really anyone I like in defence at the moment. I mean, assuming you've got like James, Trent and Cancelo, you know, I'm looking around and thinking Reguilón was the one that I thought could kind of, you know, break into that kind of template. And with him out, you're looking at players like Dallow, he's really popular. I'm not entirely convinced. Like Soufal's coming back into people's reckoning.
Reguilón, he wasn't one of the ones that was on the... So Ben Davis was one of the ones on the COVID list that was circulating around. Mm. But Reguilón wasn't. So if the game on Thursday goes ahead, then I think you're going to want Reguilón. So I probably just give the defenders this weekend, leave them on your bench.
Yeah.
I think it's a harder call with what you do about with the likes of Son, potentially, if you've got him. I think that's more of a, there's more of a conversation there because it's a lot of money to bench for an indefinite period of time because we don't know how long this is going to go on for. But
And there's players that you'll want, right? You'll want like Bernardo Silva or Foden or Gundogan or Bowen. Or there's lots of players. Like in defence, there just isn't anyone that I think is really going to hit massive scores. So I think I agree with you. I think you just leave it.
Just wait until see what news we get over the weekend about Thursday's game. And I don't think it's that big a deal benching one of the defenders, but I think you do have to sell your premium Spurs players.
No, I agree. Kane's already gone for me as well. I've got Ronaldo. Yeah. Good morning to Miena Sidom. Good morning to FPL Bruno. Good morning to Lionel Gunn. Lots of good mornings. And Peter.
Good morning, good morning, good
Peter
morning.
Peter Barr as well. Everyone is so polite this morning. How lovely.
It's because it's Christmas.
It is. It's because we've got our jumpers on. Yeah. We've had a super chat. Blah, 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 blah. We've had a super chat, Sam. Nick Giordano. He says, Antonio has scored 100% of West Ham's goals against Burnley last season. One at home and two away. Yet I see people selling him before this great fixture run. Not actually a question there, but I guess there's a debate about Antonio and whether we need him. Because, I mean, a lot of people got rid of him. A lot of people are going for Bowen instead. A lot of people are doubling up with Bowen and Antonio. West Ham's fixtures obviously turned really nice. The Burnley game's good. The Arsenal game's okay. And then it's a really good run of fixtures. You've got Antonio, I'm guessing. You're happy with that, I'm guessing. Would you be advising people to bring him in? Stats have been awful for Antonio.
Stats have been bad. I don't know if I'd advise people to bring him in, but I certainly wouldn't advise people to sell him. I think you've got enough issues this week without worrying about Antonio. But more importantly than that, the fixtures are about to turn. And like you've already said, in midfield, there's a number of players that you could want. Up top, there is a very limited number of players that you actually want to own. So having Bowen, although the more attractive in my view of the two of them, and if I was making a straight choice right now between Bowen and Antonio, I'd go Bowen.
Interesting.
But the fact that Antonio is in a forward spot at this moment makes me want to stick with him because I don't really have anyone else apart from Ollie Watkins. He's the only one that I have some vague desires to own up top. But I think Antonio, got an assist last week. The fixtures were mixed over the last few weeks for West Ham when he hasn't returned. And they're about to be really nice again.
They weren't mixed. They were bottom of the Fantasy Football Scout ticker in terms of difficulty.
And they're about to be really nice again.
When he was returning at the start of the season, they had the second best fixtures. And they're going into this again with the second best fixtures after Arsenal.
I don't think you can sell Antonio. Would I bring him in for this week? I don't think I would. Only because next week is a tougher game as well. But would I bring him in for the week after next? Mm. As in, not the midweek fixtures, the game after that. I think I would, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. Antonio,
you've sold him, haven't you?
No, of course not.
You still got him?
I've had him since the start. I think he's
since the start, yeah, same as me.
I think him and Trent are my only two sort of ever-present players since the start. Yeah, I've held on to him all this time. He's been playing well. Like the thing is, I know his stats have been poor. He hasn't been taking many shots. I was talking to Late Riser and Zoff on the members video yesterday. If you haven't seen that, check it out on Scout. And Late Riser made a really good point that because the fixtures have been so difficult, Antonio's role in the team has changed. He's been drifting wider to let the kind of the midfielders come forward more. And that's why, you know, for example, Antonio's assist against Masuaku. For Masuaku. I mean, assist in
big, I mean, it's the greatest assist I've ever seen in my life.
I know, it was beautiful, wasn't it? Just
thing of glory.
The vision on that.
Unbelievable. To know that Masuaku was about to do that from Antonio was...
That's why you got to have him.
He's incredible.
But is the fact he was so far over to the left making that assist, like, that's not where he was kind of at the start of the season. He was
it isn't.
Getting the ball in the centre. So I think we're going to see him move to a more central role and become a better option going forward.
Yeah.
I really like Antonio. I think if you haven't got him, I think you're going to be worried about him every week for the next few weeks.
I do too. And there's no one to really replace him. There's not an obvious other striker to start up there. They'd have to play a false nine. And so I think he might get some managed minutes over Christmas, as in he might play 60 and come off. But in the fixtures that he's got, he should be able to return in those 60 minutes.
We've had a benching headache question. I'm not going to ban you, FPL Tube, but, you know...
Have you got a benching headache this week? Can I have some of them?
Well, FPL Tube's benching headache is, who do you bench out of Mbomo, Alonso or Dennis? God, they're all such good options. Any thoughts on Jota or Trent for a differential captain? Who do you bench out of Mbomo, Dennis and Alonso?
I think if Alonso's fit, you can't...
No.
You can't bench him, Not against the lead side that have got like nobody to play.
I don't think I'd bench Dennis.
Not against Brentford, who can't keep a clean sheet.
I'd bench Mbomo, I think. I mean, it is arguably the best game, Watford at home. But no Tony. I mean, he got the assist, but his stats were poor with Tony out. Again, he hasn't, because the good thing about Tony is that he's bringing other players into the game. His role in the team has been that of a kind of creator. So with Tony out, they've kind of lost their chief creator. And Mbomo's positioning was still where it was. He was still not really getting touch in the penalty area, still a bit further out the box.
I think I would do that, knowing that if Alonso doesn't make it, Mbomo comes on.
I mean, Dennis has the second most goal involvements of all players in the league.
I don't think you can bench second a Watford attacker this week.
No, nor do I. I think you've got to play Dennis. I think you just bench Mbomo. I mean, you don't really want to bench any of those three, but you've got to pick one. So I'll say Mbomo. Jota or Trent for differential captain? Can't really do Jota.
Unless Klopp comes out and says, no, Jota's fine. He just didn't appear in any photograph.
It might be that we're making a bit of a mountain of a molehill with Jota, and he is fine. Just because he wasn't pictured in training, he might have just been having some lunch.
I would love it. I'd actually love it if the reason he wasn't pictured in training was because he was eating his lunch. He's gone to have his Christmas dinner early.
He's a slow eater.
Just didn't come out. It was late in the morning. Trained on his own.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, God. I don't think I'd captain Trent this week. I don't think it's that unlikely that Aston Villa score in that game.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't think there's going to be a clean sheet, which means then you're relying on attacking returns for Trent. Absolutely, he can get attacking returns in that game. But will he get a double-digit haul of returns to double as captain? I don't see a clean sheet and an attacking return.
No.
Whereas I think with Salah, you could get two attacking returns. I think with Ronaldo, you could get two attacking returns. So... I wouldn't captain Trent.
Yeah, there's three captain candidates for me this week. Salah, Ronaldo and Vardy. They're the only three, I think, that I would I would captain. Obviously, Vardy's got the home game against Newcastle, but did play in midweek. But I would bet on that Spurs Leicester game being called off on Thursday, and I think Leicester probably know that. And so I think they go full strength. Vardy plays again, gets 90, yeah, knowing that they're going to rest him on Thursday.
Could be.
The trouble is that you want to go, when you want to go against Salah, you want to do it in a week where you think Salah hasn't got potential to really go crazy.
And he could this week.
I look at that Villa game and think Gerrard hasn't come out and said he's going to tighten Villa up, and their defensive numbers are okay, but nothing special. And Liverpool are at home, best attacking side in the league. Dean Smith, on the other hand, for Norwich, in his press conference, he said the first thing he wanted to do was just get clean sheets, just tighten them up defensively. And their numbers have massively, massively improved since he came in.
But they are going to be without Brandon Williams this weekend because he's a Liverpool player against Manchester United. So that will have an effect. I'm not saying that that will make them bad defensively at all, but it will. It's the same as with Chelsea, right? You lose a player from your defence and suddenly you've got to relearn.
Yeah.
Again, with somebody slightly different. So it does have an impact.
It's just, I guess when you've got Gerrard saying he wants Villa to be that kind of free-flowing attacking side, and you've got Dean Smith saying he wants his team to be really difficult to break down, and then you're debating Ronaldo and Salah, I just think it's another point for Salah in a race which he's winning by every other stretch of best team, best attack, best stats, most guys.
I also think that you look at last season, there was 12 goals in these two games between Villa and Liverpool last year. Obviously, there was the 7-2 ridiculous thriller, and then there was the 2-1 at Anfield. Salah scored in both, got 3 goals. Same with Watkins. He got 4 goals and an assist, I think, in those two games. So, you know, there's goals. I don't think there's clean sheets, but there's goals in that game.
Yeah, no,
that's the way I read it.
Yeah, I've had my captain on Ronaldo all week, but I think I am leaning back towards Salah, unfortunately.
Yeah, which is the fear that gets you.
It's not the fear. I'm not.
It is for me.
It's not really the fear. I'm just looking at potential points, and I just don't see there being enough of a difference between Salah and Ronaldo to not go with the inform.
Yeah.
The most informed player in Europe at the moment. But yeah, it's tricky. Isaac Iowo says keep Vardy this week or move to Ronaldo. I would definitely keep Vardy this week.
Ooh, would you? Yeah. Over moving to Ronaldo?
Yeah. That Leicester Newcastle game has got goals written all over it. That could be a 2-2 thrill. Leicester are the worst team defensively over the last 4. They're going to have to score against Newcastle. They'll target.
I guess it depends if you think Vardy's going to play this weekend, though.
I wouldn't. I just wouldn't move Vardy out before a home match against Newcastle. That's got pain
Ronaldo's
written
got
all over
Norwich.
It.
Norwich.
You'd do it. You would do that move.
Well, I think I might, because Ronaldo's got Norwich over. Like, I'd look at it. I think you've got to look at it more than just this week, haven't you? Like, you've got to look at it with a slightly more long-term strategy in mind. If we think that the Leicester game is going to get canned in midweek as well because of the situation at Spurs, with Vardy having already played in the Europa League yesterday, whereas at Manchester United, they've got Norwich. It's just as nice a fixture, in my opinion. Leicester have got Newcastle. Man United have got Norwich. There's little to read between those two. But Ronaldo is going to have a game midweek, unless something else dramatically goes wrong.
Maybe you could do the move. You could do the move after this game.
Just do it now.
Just do it now.
Yeah. I don't trust Vardy. I think that's the other problem. Don't trust Vardy to return. There's so many other players in that team that could do the returning instead. You saw that last week.
Well, you could argue there is in United as well, with Rashford in, Sancho, Fernandes.
Yeah, but don't I just think that less? Yeah,
I don't know. Talking about they're all just a foil for Ronaldo, aren't they? I love Rashford's role in the team is now just be a strike partner for Ronaldo and just getting more goals. That's pretty much how I see it.
Rashford and Sancho, absolute Bruno. They can absolutely return, but equally, I kind of feel like in anything that Manchester United do, Ronaldo is going to be part of that in some way or another. Whereas with Vardy, I think there's Daka, there's Iheanacho, there's other players that could be doing it. There's Barnes, there's Maddison. I don't know, like. Last weekend, I wasn't impressed by Vardy again. Didn't think they were that great in the Europa League either.
Vardy was on the bench last week. Well, last game came on.
I just don't think. Oh, this is going to bite me. This comment is going to bite me.
Going to soundbite this.
I don't think that Vardy's been very impressive for the last few weeks. When I've watched Leicester, I haven't been like against Southampton. I thought he was wasteful. I don't know. There's just. I don't find owning Jamie Vardy at the moment very inspiring.
Okay.
And I think Ronaldo will outscore him this week. So, okay. So I would make that move. But that is only on the basis that everything else is okay across the rest of your team. I'd only do it if everything else is fine. If you've got other, there's bigger transfers to be made, I think, than that this week in terms of injuries and suspensions and COVID and everything else.
I think your point of you're going to want Ronaldo anyway going forward is a good one. I just wouldn't be surprised. I think it's very close between Vardy and Ronaldo and who gets more points. I think I'd be tempted to hold. So that's helpful. One of us says sell, one of us says don't sell. That's, yeah. To be fair, this is normally what happens with us, isn't it?
This is the normal services regime.
It's weird when we agree. Stephen Gallagher, thank you for the super chat. Hi, guys. Kind of on the same lines as previous, but if you were selling Kane, would you buy Ronaldo or buy Antonio and beef up the midfield? I think you need Ronaldo going forward. I think if you've got Vardy, you can wait a week, but I think given the next four or five games, you need to have Ronaldo or a way to get Ronaldo. If you've got Kane, you've got the easiest route to Ronaldo. Just get him. That's my thoughts.
I agree. I mean, I think that I don't like the idea, and I've done Kane to Ronaldo this week. I don't like the idea of taking down my premium striker and upgrading the middle, because I think inevitably you're going to want to own Ronaldo. And so if that inevitability then happens next week or 2 weeks' time, suddenly then you're making two transfers to bring him back in because you've got to downgrade your midfield to re-upgrade. And I don't see the value in that. So I would just go straight to Ronaldo now.
Yeah, I mean, you can beef up the midfield. I mean, there's decent-ish players there. I think... You know, we've talked about Bernardo Silva quite a lot on the streams. We've both been quite happy with him, but I don't think he's an essential pick. I think he's overperforming on his stats. I think I'm still not going to get him. I think he's a good option. Don't get me wrong. I think he's going to keep getting points, but he's not going to keep getting double digits if his stats the way he is.
He's got to this week. He's got to get about 50
to make everyone. Yeah, that's exactly it. I think he's a good pick. I think like Gundogan's also a good pick. I think Foden's probably the one that I'd get. Get a pick. I think Mason Mount's a good option. But these are like good options, right? Ronaldo is the next level up. I think you just got to have him for this run. Like
the only thing you could do, I suppose, is to go for Rashford or Sancho.
Oh, yeah. But do you trust? I don't trust either. I definitely don't trust Rashford.
No. Well, I don't either. But it's if you really didn't want to go for the premium in Ronaldo and you wanted a better midfield, that is the only way you could try.
Yeah, it's just, but you just wouldn't though, would you? It's such.
You're just trying to cover, aren't you?
You're just trying to cover. It's just trying. That's it. It never works out like that. You've got to just. You've got to look at them and think: are they good options on their own? Like, forget about trying to cover these fixtures. Are they a good option? And they're just nowhere near as good as Ronaldo is.
I agree.
I think the only question mark is when do you captain Ronaldo? Like, is the fact that we're just going to probably keep the captaincy on Salah? Does it mean this kind of 12 million-ish player isn't really worth it? I still don't really agree with that, because you still want the players who score the most points. I know the price is a lot, but I don't see that you can do that much.
No, and in seasons gone by, you'll have owned Salah and Kane, exactly. And you'd have had Mane in there as well, and you'd have had Bruno Fernandes in there as well. And just because you didn't captain them every week didn't mean that you suddenly shouldn't own them. You know, you want to own the players that have got the best fixtures and are in the best form. And at Manchester United, you have the added element of the new manager bounce, and that does seem to be having a good positive impact on the club. So why would you not want to own the talisman over Christmas, who's going to be in front of goal, who's going to be scoring the goals, and in the team that's got the nicest fixture run? Not just for like now, but for like forever. Their fixture run is so lovely. I know. So just, and I can only see, the other thing about Ronaldo is, I can only see him going up in price in the next couple of weeks. Like, he's already had two price rises this week. One or two this week. Might be one. It'll only go up because people will start to make those moves, particularly if that Leicester game gets called off on Thursday. Then
you can see all the Vardy owners over. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
so you don't want to be missing pricing yourself out.
You're gonna miss. I mean, if Ronaldo does get a couple of goals against Norwich, he could easily go up 0.2, 0.3. over the next week. And like, because we're still coming back to this question, which is, should you sell Kane? I just think that's why I did it at the start of the week.
Okay.
And I just didn't even think about it. I just thought, I don't want Kane. Like, I don't want him. I haven't seen anything from him anyway. And, you know, now it's even worse, obviously. But even before that, the Ronaldo move was just so easy.
It was just easier to do now.
Yeah, it is. We had loads of super chats, and they're all flying in. Get through them. Paul Spencer, 007, James Bond. the name's Spencer, Paul Spencer. Would you start Rudiger, Leeds at home, or Dennis, Brentford away? I would start Dennis. I think Leeds score.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who's going to score for Leeds?
Rafinha.
With no one else in the team? Yeah. No Calvin Phillips, no Cooper, no Bamford.
He's going to skin Alonso about 20 times in that match and put one
Alonso that might not play.
Well, if he doesn't play, they put Saul in. He's not exactly...
He's worse.
He's exactly... they've got no midfield. They've got Loftus-Cheek is out. Kante's out. Kovacic is out. It's going to be probably Reece James centre mid again.
I mean, the likelihood is I agree with you here. I just don't think it's that easy in a decision because... I mean, in my opinion, you always play the attacker.
If in doubt, always play the attacker. Exactly.
So I'd play Dennis, but I would be reluctant to bench Rudiger this week. I don't think Leeds will score.
I do.
They've got so many problems, injury problems.
But look at Chelsea have been so far from solid.
Well, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. But Rudiger could get attacking.
As long as Tyler Roberts doesn't play up front again. They've got a chance. He probably will.
They've got no one else.
I want to see Gelhart get a bit of a running team. I rate him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but we both agree. Play Dennis. Jason Stilling. I love this. £2 just to say no one's talking about Lukaku. why aren't we talking about Lukaku?
Well, because he's not starting matches yet, and over Christmas, I think you need him to be starting matches before you invest in him, because this is the nightmare period where you want to look at our teams this week. They're absolutely decimated by COVID, injuries, bans, everything else. So for me, you bring in a player that's fully fit and fully available to play 90 minutes, because that gives you the best opportunity to return. And with Lukaku at the moment, we haven't had that security yet of 90 minutes in the Premier League. Mm. So until I see him on a Premier League starting lineup, I'd rather go Ronaldo.
Yeah. Apparently you were pulling a face when I was slagging off Kane. There's been a few people saying...
Was I? Yeah. I mean, it's probably true.
I think it's just like a reaction that you just do without even thinking about it.
It's probably because I regularly do them to Lee. regularly give Lee the death stare whenever he slates first. So I probably just went into like...
even though you agree with me for the most part.
Oh, I fully agree. You've got to sell Kane, but... Yeah. Still painful.
Yeah, I know. I mean, just my thoughts on Lukaku. I agree with what you're saying. I think, you know, you've got Salah. You're looking at probably one other premium to go alongside him. And Ronaldo is clear for me with the fixtures they've got. I think as well, I mean, even when Lukaku was in the team and fit, he wasn't exactly scoring bucket loads of points every week. He got off to a good start and then kind of tailed off and then got injured. You know, there's these stats around Lukaku, Tuchel strikers not really being in the points and the goals that much because they bring in other players. You know, Mount, Pulisic, Ziyech, these are all players that can kind of feed off Lukaku. I made a bet with someone at the start of the season that Lukaku wouldn't get 20 goals this season. And yeah. I'm feeling quite positive about that. I like him. I think if Lukaku's fit in the side, I'm not saying for a second he's a bad option. Because he'll be playing the striker for Chelsea. But I just think it's too much money for him at the moment with Ronaldo and Salah there.
Yeah, I'm with you. And the fixtures are nicer for Ronaldo as well. It's not just the form, is it?
And it's the premium defenders, isn't it? Because that is where a lot of our money's going. That's why we can't really afford to have four premiums. Because if you've got, you know, sort of 20 million invested in your defence, it's really hard to get it. So yeah, that's why no one's really talking about him. Nick Guardano again, hello. Are people overlooking Lukaku and Werner? Same question. Both returned against Zenit. Chelsea have great fixtures and they destroyed Juve and Leicester 2 weeks ago. So we've covered Lukaku. Oh my God, are we really going to talk about Timo Werner? Because we have to. We paid £5 for this privilege. Timo Werner, Sam. What would it take for you to consider Werner in your side?
A brain transplant? £5 million worth of price falls. he's doing. Chelsea's fixtures are nice. There isn't any doubt about that. But why would you not go Mount? You'd go Mount over Werner, wouldn't you? Like, if you want, and I guess this is the thing for me. If you want to invest in Chelsea, then one of the defenders and Mason Mount for me feels like the right strategy. I don't see Werner getting enough minutes or enough goals to make him a viable option.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, aside from the fact that he barely starts matches, I also don't trust him when he does start to deliver.
No.
Because he hasn't proven himself at this level in the Premier League to be able to regularly return. Constantly offside, poor decision making, bad finisher, no confidence. Like he's just not good enough, I don't think, to play for Chelsea. So, the thing is, you said it really well with Lukaku. This isn't the time to be getting in players who are rotation risks.
No.
Like, look at our squads this week. Like, if you're adding Werner in there, like a 9 million, 8 million, whatever he is, 8-5 striker, you're going to be worried about seeing that team sheet every week. With Lukaku as well, he's just come back from injury.
He's not going to play him for 90 minutes three times
a
week.
Exactly. He's going to miss games. He's going to have his minutes managed. Yeah. There are better players in these positions that are going to play more minutes, that have similarly good fixtures. And also at the moment, Chelsea aren't exactly the best team, you know, in the league. They're struggling. You know, they're conceding lots of goals. They're conceding last minute matches. Tuchel's having a go at them, saying they're complacent. They've lost Chilwell, big player for them. You know, they've lost Kante, Kovacic.
Kante's huge. That is huge.
They've got no midfield. Like, who is going to play in their midfield this week? I don't think Chelsea particularly are a team we should be targeting at the moment. And I definitely think Lukaku and Werner are going a bit far, personally. We've got one more question on Lukaku. Andrew Sue, I bought Lukaku. Will this be a differential? I mean, it's definitely a differential. If you're happy to, like, all we can say here is what we think, you know, are good decisions to make for your team. That doesn't mean you should listen to us and you should, like, not do it. If you think Lukaku is going to score more points than Ronaldo over the next four games, get him in. He's 9.7% owned. He's one of the best strikers in the world. He's playing for a top side. I'm not saying that he can't get points, but all you can do is look at the facts that are kind of presented for you. He's a massive differential. No one's got him. If you get Lukaku in and he gets a hat-trick against Leeds, you're going to go from 100k in the world to 20k. Simple as that.
Until Ronaldo plays. It's difficult. I think, you know, I still maintain I like Lukaku. I think Lukaku's a great player. I think he will get good returns this season. But I don't think he'll outscore Ronaldo in the next 10 to 15 game weeks.
Yeah. I mean, the argument is, and this is what Jason Stilling says. Sorry if I'm pronouncing it. Is it Stilling or Styling? S-T-I-L-I-N-G. How do you pronounce that? Stilling. Jason, tell me how to pronounce your surname and I won't get it wrong next time. He mentions Ronaldo, though, having his minutes managed. And United not having a midfield, which is a very real possibility.
But I can also see Ronaldo doing. I don't know. I just think if you look at them over the course of 15 game weeks, they're probably both going to have their minutes managed. But Ronaldo, I think, has got more potential to return bigger hauls in that period because of the teams that he's playing against.
Yeah. And his role in the team, right? Like, Ronaldo is set up in that team just to score goals. When he plays, that is his only focus in that match, is score goals. The team will be set up to get Ronaldo to score goals. It's why they're partnering Rashford up front with him.
He does less running around as well than Lukaku. Lukaku's going to have to be more involved in the play, holding the ball up.
Ronaldo is the world's best poacher.
Just stands in the box.
He's the best at it. This is literally how he's going to get the majority of his goals. Lukaku is going to be using that team to bully defenders. He's going to go right. He's going to go left. He's going to try and win the ball back. He's going to bring other players into the game. If it's a straight up shootout, if they both play a similar amount of minutes, I'm still picking Ronaldo over the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, getting quite passionate about this now.
Quite passionate about Ronaldo, aren't you?
Well, I am. I just think people are overthinking Ronaldo. I really do.
It's because you can't talk about Brighton this week, isn't it? There's no game for Brighton. No game. You've suddenly gone mental.
Thank God that there's no game for Brighton, given that we've got dunk out.
I imagine you jumped at it. Imagine when the Premier League called up. Hi, guys. Do you fancy having the game postponed this weekend because Spurs have got an outbreak of COVID? There wasn't even a breath. It was just, yes, that's fine.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Just cancel it. Can we cancel all our games until the new year, until Dunk's back? It is Styling, by the way. Jason Styling.
Oh, yeah, Styling.
I thought it was. There you go.
I like that. That's a cool surname.
It is, yeah.
Styling it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Sanjay Shinoi. Done two free transfers already this week. Tony and Rafinha out for King and Bernardo. Sounds good to me.
Good transfers.
Yeah. Still have Edouard and Son, though. Oh, God. Should I take more hits? Move to Antonio Gundogan. Or Ronaldo and Gilmore. So that would be for a -8.
God.
I guess you probably leave Edouard and hope he plays.
don't need him to play, though, do you? Surely there's a bench there.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your bench, Sanjay. A minus eight for Ronaldo. Because if you do the
I'd do a minus four for Son. I would do that.
Yeah. I mean, his options are Antonio and Gundogan for a minus eight, which at least you get two players. Or the other one is Ronaldo and Gilmore. So effectively, you are literally just taking a minus eight for Ronaldo because you don't really want to play Gilmore.
Can't take a minus eight for Ronaldo.
I don't think you definitely can't do the second one.
Why don't you just do Son down and then do Ronaldo up next week?
Yeah, Son to Gundogan for a minus four.
Or Bowen, if you haven't got Antonio.
But then Antonio probably does outscore Edouard by 4 points this week. Interesting. It's hard to know without knowing your bench. I think you've got to get rid of Son.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You might as well get rid of Son for someone.
Well, the question is, how far do you go with it? Do you go so far as to take the minus eight and free up enough money to go Ronaldo, or do you not bother going that far and do Antonio, or do you just keep Edouard?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those weeks where there's two sides, isn't it? There's like taking a hit is kind of okay because everyone's going to be taking hits. There's going to be loads of sweat. It's barely going to affect your rank anyway. But also, if you cannot take a hit, your rank's probably going to improve. But I kind of see this as a bit of a... I think actually, you've already made your move. You've already got rid of Tony and Rafinha. That's fine. I think you might as well get rid of Edouard and Son. And I think moving for Antonio and Gundogan sets you up quite nicely going forward. I think I'd do it. Minus eight.
Would you do Gundogan over Silva?
He's got Silva already.
He's got Silva already.
He's already done Tony and Rafinha to King and Bernardo.
Question is, though, if he hasn't got Ronaldo, if he's going to want Ronaldo at some point, do you really want to be going Antonio? Or would you just take the minus eight and get Ronaldo now?
Well, that's a good point, because then you can't get Ronaldo if you do that.
You don't want to take a minus eight, only to then not be able to get Ronaldo in a week's time.
You can't do a minus eight for Ronaldo, though, can you?
Well, it depends, doesn't it? Because if in a week's time you're going to sit here on the same Q&A and go, well, I really now want Ronaldo, so I've got to take another hit to bring him in by taking two players out, then I don't see the value in that.
Yeah. Oh.
You've got to really think about the long-term strategy of this, haven't you? If you're going to take the hit, then it's got to be a hit that's going to be, you're going to be happy to stick by for the next 2 to 3 game weeks, at least through the midweek game week and probably through the weekend after. And in which case, if you think you're going to want Ronaldo at some point in those 3 game weeks, then you either just take Son down for a minus four now and do Ronaldo up next week, or you just go all in. Yeah. But even if you take Son down this week, if you know you've got to go down as far as Gilmore, then you're taking a minus four for nothing this week.
Brilliant advice. Yeah, I don't think I can say take a minus eight just to bring in one player. I just think it's too much.
If you don't want Ronaldo, if you're certain that you do not want Ronaldo in the next 3 game weeks, then I do like the Antonio move. But if there is any part of you that thinks I want Ronaldo in the next 3, then you either bite the bullet and take the minus eight this week, or you wait and you do it in midweek for minus four.
Yeah. I mean, the issue is selling Rafinha. Because actually, Rafinha this week suddenly isn't too... You know, everyone was looking to sell him, but he's actually not that bad an option because he's going to play, and he's playing a depleted Chelsea. Because ideally, you could have done Tony and Son out, kept Rafinha, had a bench. You know, obviously, it's all with hindsight. It's not exactly very helpful. But my point is that you're taking a minus eight, but you've made a mistake. So you kind of need to correct it. So you kind of look at it. You've been unlucky, but the minus eight at least corrects the kind of mistake that you've made.
The minus eight, you have to see it across all the transfers that you made, don't you? You can't see that it's a minus eight on Ronaldo. It has to be that you have to see it as a minus eight that goes across the transfers that you've made. So, yeah. Ronaldo,
so effectively, it's a minus eight for Tony, Rafinha, Ronaldo and Son. No, sorry. What am I talking about? Tony, Rafinha, Edouard and Son.
Yeah.
For Ronaldo, Gilmore, Bernardo and King. If you look at it like that...
Which I like.
Yeah, okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yes, it's horrible to think about taking a minus four for minus eight for any one player. But if you look at the four players that you're getting in return, I don't think it looks that bad.
Okay.
Particularly when you look at it more long term.
You've sold me. do the move for Ronaldo.
Just have to decide if you want Ronaldo. If you want Ronaldo for the next few weeks, then get him in for Norwich.
I think both are decent. I would do one of them, basically, is what we're agreed on, right? Take the minus eight, either strengthen with Gundogan and who's the other one?
Antonio.
Gundogan and Antonio, or yeah, move for Ronaldo. Oh, yeah. Me and a Sidom again. Hey guys, another minus eight debate. Would you take a minus eight for Son and Antonio to Bowen and Ronaldo?
Oh, Antonio out. I wouldn't do that.
No way. No way. Or Son and Foden to a United mid. I wouldn't be taking Foden out either.
Well, not until Pep speaks.
No. Well, I saw something that said rumours are that Foden's been in training. So it can't be serious again. I don't like. Obviously, if Foden's out for a while, then Son and Foden is fine. To a United mid, though, I don't want a United mid in my side. I was briefly considering Sancho a week ago, but he hasn't done enough to justify it. I said it earlier. It's Ronaldo or no one for me. It's just coverage. You're just trying to cover that.
Wonder who the other forwards are.
Yeah.
Because we just know about Antonio. Who we got now? Who's coming out? Taking Antonio out, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it hasn't got Ronaldo. So it's Son and Antonio for Bowen and Ronaldo. A minus eight for that? No way.
No. I wouldn't take Antonio out. I might be inclined to take Son to a Man United midfielder, though. Just do that.
Who'd you go for? Rashford or Sancho?
Rashford.
I don't like that.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it. But I'm wondering, who's in that other forward spot next to Antonio? Is there no one else that could be sacrificed other than Antonio?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, not for Ronaldo.
Not that we know.
Not for Ronaldo, really, because it's going to be someone like Tony or King, isn't it?
Well, if it was Tony, I'd do it. Just take some down more.
What, for someone lower than a Bowen?
Yeah. They've only got a play. Go to Gilmore.
So it's the same thing. So then it's not that would be a minus eight for Gilmore and Ronaldo. That's a lot of money. I don't, the United mid though, there's mids I prefer. I prefer Mount. I prefer Bernardo.
I would go Mount.
Gundogan, Bowen. I prefer any of these guys to Rashford. If you offered me Rashford or Bowen going forward, I'd take Bowen.
Would you? That's interesting.
Yeah, rather than the United mid, I would. I just don't want one of them.
Over Mount?
No, I'd take Mount. Mount would be my pick. Yeah. Mm. I would that would be my pick. I don't know if that's helpful. Mina, I minus eight, getting rid of Antonio is a definite.
You can't get rid of Antonio.
No.
You can't.
Sam likes the idea of United mid more than me. Maybe Son to Rashford is what you could do, but I'm not a huge fan. Can I just say the chat is absolutely electric today. This is by far, Sam, the best and most exciting Q&A we've ever done, I would say.
Yay!
It's great. People seem to be enjoying it.
Because we wore our Christmas jumpers.
I think so. We're bringing the festive fun. let's just see if there's any super chats I've missed, and then I'll just take some from random. Don't know. We've had that one. Nick again. Nick, you're giving us all your hard-earned cash. Why did Jota miss training? Should we be worried? Well, team news will be at 3 o'clock.
Half 12, Klopp is talking.
Half 12, Klopp is talking, so we will know. I assume if Klopp doesn't mention anything, then it's nothing.
That he's just having lunch.
That he's just having his Christmas dinner, like I said. Yeah. He's a hungry
Honestly,
boy.
I really need Klopp to come out and go, this is all nonsense. He's absolutely fine. He just wasn't in the pictures. And then I'll breathe a sigh of relief. Half 12, come on, Klopp.
I kind of don't... I mean, this sounds really harsh, like saying I don't care about a player's injury, but I don't really care. Like, Jota is so highly owned anyway.
I care about not having a bench, though. Yeah, I've got no one to come
on. Everyone's got Jota.
So at the moment, I've got no keeper either. I've got no keeper. I've got no. I've got Livramento on my bench. I can afford one player.
But it doesn't matter because everyone's got him. I mean, I guess people with benches benefit a little bit, but.
Oh, that's.
I don't know. I don't really care about Jota. There's loads of conspiracy theories about Jota now. Someone said he's
where is he now?
McDonald's. McDonald's. Some saying FPL Dream says he's just playing FIFA, just having a bit of a rest.
Imagine if he was. Imagine if he's just sat there playing FIFA, eating McDonald's, got Big Mac, just avoiding Klopp.
Lee's in the chat. Shouldn't he be working? Isn't this normally the time that he's working? He says the
Neil probably on his lunch break.
Oh yeah, that'll just not
wait for
clock. Like Jota would. Neil has press conference roundup is going to be busy. He says, yeah, hopefully
I'll be in for that in the chat.
Hopefully we'll all. We've got 700 people watching this stream, by the way, which is
nice.
Our biggest.
Thanks for watching.
FPL Ronaldo, pivotal game week in the FPL season. Going to be a great weekend.
No Sonny though.
I don't think Ronaldo's got Ronaldo either. So he's not going to have Son or Ronaldo. That's like, that's his name just completely obliterated. He'd have to call himself like Ancho. That's Antonio and Sancho. You see what I did there?
That is terrible.
I think I did quite well to think of two players and combine them.
Can we call you that from now?
Ancho.
Like an anchovy.
Anchovy, yeah, I like that. God, I think, well, we've done 45 minutes. I think we're probably, I mean, there's so many comments. I'm going to head over to Fantasy Scout now. So if you're watching this and your questions haven't been answered, then head over to Scout. I will be on there for about half an hour answering questions over on the boards. So, you know, if you haven't got a membership with Scout, you can sign up for a free membership over there and I can answer your questions on that. But yeah, I mean, there's just so many comments. It's been, yeah, it's been a really, really good stream. So thanks everyone for being there. Loads of people telling me to man up and captain Ronaldo.
Man up. You won't. You're going to go.
I don't like to like say that I'm going to do something and then not do it. I think I probably will go for Salah this week. I have been tempted by Ronaldo, but I like I said, I just don't think there's a big enough upside.
Yeah.
I think Salah is so close between them that I just think Salah is the one to go for given his form. I think that's it for us then, Sam. We will be. Oh, hang on, we've had one more. Sorry, me and Sidom, just the final super chat.
Who's is the bench?
Yeah, his other forwards are Huang and Dennis. So he's got Huang, Dennis, and Antonio. You've got to.
I hate the Huang pick, so I would be.
Did you know?
I want to change that.
Did you know that Huang is statistically the worst performing forward out of all forwards who have played over 180 minutes over the last four game weeks? Statistically, his expected goal involvement is bottom. He's got to go. And he's got the worst fixtures. You've got, if you're taking a -8, this is a perfect.
It's got to be him.
You've got to get rid of him.
Yeah. Son and Huang out. I mean, you're not going to be able to get to Ronaldo unless you've got loads in the bank. Or you drop Sun really low, but that would be what I would be looking to do. I'd be looking at who's available to replace Sun with in order to take Huang to Ronaldo.
You can't take a -8 and keep Huang.
No, you can't. Not for Antonio while you've still got Huang. No.
I completely agree. Yeah. There you go.
Are we coming back on Tuesday?
Yeah, why not?
Midweek game week?
Yeah, of course. We'll be back on Tuesday. Yeah. We'll be back on Tuesday.
Some more fun.
Yeah, our nonsense that we talk on these. Yeah, thanks everyone. If you've enjoyed this, make sure you like the stream. We appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And like I said, yeah, head over to Scout and the party can continue. I'll be on there answering questions as best I can. And yeah, Sam and I will see you on Tuesday for the next Q&A. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, guys.